The EU okayed its deal, so now the UK faces questions over why it's going hard on Microsoft. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. So as I alluded to there, it's the blockbuster deal of the gaming world. Microsoft is trying to buy Activision Blizzard, the maker of games like Candy Crush and Call of Duty, for nearly $70 billion. But it's got to get approval from regulators in the UK, the US and the EU. The US has challenged the deal and it's been blocked in the UK. But there was a big win yesterday for Microsoft after it was waved through in Europe. Christopher Dring is the head of the website gamesindustry.biz. He explains why the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or the CMA for short, is taking a different stance.
What we're talking about is the potential future for video games. We're talking about something that isn't a thing at the minute. So the way games are bought and distributed right now is people download them or buy them in a shop. What they don't do is people generally don't stream games like they stream music on Spotify or TV through Netflix. If the future of video games does move towards streaming, would Microsoft be in a position to dominate? Because they have a lot of advantages. They have cloud infrastructure, they have Xbox, they have Windows, they have a subscription service called Game Pass, they have a lot of games. What Microsoft's done to try and counter these concerns from both the EU and the CMA is offer these games on other streaming services. The EU has decided that's a good deal. Currently, you can't stream Activision games at all, so this is a good thing for consumers. This is where the CMA disagree. They say that Microsoft's still able to set the terms and conditions in that space. You know, this is a market that still doesn't exist fully, so it may change substantially. It could be hard to police when things start to change.
Next up in this story, CMA will be grilled by lawmakers today. Its chief executive, Sarah Cardell, says those concessions from Microsoft just didn't cut the mustard.
Our independent group looked very, very carefully at that remedy, that proposal from Microsoft, and we concluded that it was not an effective substitute for the competitive functioning of this market. It would not resolve the problems that we identified from the merger. This deal that's been offered by Microsoft essentially allows Microsoft to set the terms of trade for this market for the next 10 years. It allows Microsoft to dictate who the games are supplied to, which cloud gaming platforms receive the games, and on what terms.
CMA Chief Executive Sarah Cardell speaking there. Now, let's look at the numbers. We have another indicator. China isn't bouncing back economically. Chinese retail sales and industrial production figures both fell short of expectations last month. Sales rose by 18% and industrial production was up 5%, falling short of the forecast 21% and 10% respectively. Now, the British telecoms giant Vodafone is to cut 10% of its global workforce to reduce costs. The company is one of the biggest telecoms networks in Europe. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more.
Vodafone made a profit before tax of 14.7 billion euros in the last financial year, but that figure fell short of expectations, in part due to high energy costs and a poor performance in Germany, its biggest market. 11,000 jobs are to go in total, affecting the company's headquarters in the UK and its operations in other countries.
BBC's Theo Leggett. The Cannes Film Festival kicks off this week, and this year the Sudanese film industry has reached a major milestone. The first ever movie from Sudan will be shown in the festival's official selection. But given the violent conflict in their home country, what should have been their moment of triumph in the French Riviera is now tinged with sadness. The BBC's Tom Brooke reports from Cannes.
Thank you for flying today. I wish you a pleasant night here in Nice and surroundings, as well as a safe onward journey.
By the plane load, film stars, producers, agents, journalists, filmmakers and assorted others are arriving on the French Riviera for the Cannes Film Festival. Most are buoyant in mood, but that's not how it is for Mohamed Kordofani from Khartoum, an aviation engineer turned filmmaker who has directed Goodbye Julia, the first film from Sudan ever to make it into the official selection in Cannes. The movie is a relationship drama set in Khartoum before South Sudan gained independence in 2011. Its presence in Cannes is seen as a pivotal moment, a big move forward for Sudan's filmmaking community. But with Sudan in turmoil, director Mohamed Kordofani told me he felt torn.
It is a bittersweet feeling, to be honest, because as I walk the red carpet, I know that people are fleeing their homes and trying to get to safety. On the other hand, I know that this brings attention to what's going on in Sudan and in some ways can help.
Dr. Erdogan?
The film focuses on the story of two Sudanese women from very different backgrounds. It's a story of reconciliation.
If this film can allow people to see past the smoke and the bombing and just see the people, I think that emotional and humane connection matters more than any political views. So that's really what I'm hoping out of screening this film in Cannes.
Another Sudanese movie, Al Sitt, a short film made 4 years ago, which explores an arranged marriage in a cotton farming village, was put together by director Susanna Magani. She'll be coming to Cannes, and she speaks for many in the Sudanese filmmaking community in lamenting warfare breaking out and the impact it's having on cinema in Sudan.
It's absolutely destructive. I mean, filmmakers already in the last few years have been working under really adverse conditions, but their lives weren't in danger. Now lives are in danger. And so there's no way in, there's no way out of Sudan. I'm supposed to go this year to make my first feature film, Cotton Queen, to Sudan, and that's impossible. So I'm going to now look for another country to approximate Sudan, which is really not what I wanted to do, but this is what we're forced to do, to take the industry elsewhere.
The BBC's Tom Brooke reporting from Cannes. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to James Graham for producing. Joe Critcher is our editor. I'm Leanna Byrne. And as ever, thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.